Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio. Consumer Watch with Wendy Nola, Thursdays at 8:40.
Hello, Wendy lady.
Good morning, Darren.
Morning, Wendy.
Hello, Wendy.
Hello, Kerry. Hello, team.
Hi. Nice to
be with you.
So, Wendy, I think it goes without saying we're in the age of buying online. People are avoiding other people, let alone other shops and businesses. So obviously the online scamming phenomenon is going to be a lot more prevalent. We have developments in that realm as far as identifying bank accounts, apparently.
Yeah, it's not so much a development, but some, you know, sort of joining the dots. So there are lots of things that should tell you that you're dealing with a scam artist instead of somebody who's genuinely selling a car or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. So we've got so much technology at our fingertips. You can do a Google Maps and go and look at the address and see, you know, is that actually at the dealership?
But
phone the companies around. Although they're clever here. I came across one that actually, it was supposed to be a courier company, and actually photoshopped. You could see that photoshopped the name of the... Anyway, long story short, here's a really good way to do it. If you think you're dealing with a business, right, and they're selling something online, and they say, you just pay your deposit or secure that car quickly, whatever, you pay your money into this account, and it's a Capitec or African bank account, whoosh, up should go the red flag, because they don't do business accounts.
Oh.
They do personal accounts only. And because it's so quick and easy to open accounts at those banks, Capitec told me it can take someone, and it's usually a money mule, right? It's someone who's been paid by the fraudster to open an account and then forward the proceeds onto the fraudster so the fraudster can't be traced. But Capitec told me in the last week that it takes someone just 10 minutes to walk, to go into a bank and emerge with a functional app that they can transact
Whoa.
On.
Wow.
So it would explain why a lot of the complaints I get involve Capitec and coming through recently a few African banks as well. Both banks have confirmed they don't do business accounts. So, as I say, there's a whole host of things you can look out for, but that's one thing I think people can easily remember.
But Wendy, to be clear, it's not to say that everyone with a Capitec account or an African bank account is a scamster. It's just, it's one of those red flags. I want to be clear on that.
No, it's of course not. I'm saying if it's an entity that's claiming to be a business, right? You think you're paying money to a business, not an individual. And the business account is a Capitec account. No, that can't be. Then you must know. You must walk away.
All right.
Because Capitec only has personal accounts.
So Wendy's already given us the other red flag to look out for. Obviously, with more businesses going online, there's going to be more online scammers. Another red flag that you can look out for is Capitec and African Bank don't offer business accounts. So that'll be one of those red flags you can look out for. Thank you, Wendy Nola, Consumer Watch, for giving us that one. And now, Wendy, are we venturing back into the realm of the dodgy secondhand car sales? Again.
Always, Darren. That's never going to go away. With respect to all the great motor dealers out there, I'm noticing something that's coming through again and again in the complaints that I'm getting, and sometimes fortunately from people who are still in the market from cars and haven't actually committed, and that is they're saying that these used car dealers, they're usually independent ones, not franchised big brand ones, will say that they need to buy from them a warranty to go with the car, because otherwise there's no warranty. And it's usually pretty pricey, and I can tell you for sure that there would be a whole lot of exclusions in that warranty. What they are hoping consumers don't know, and they really should after 10 years of the CPA, the Consumer Protection Act, is that anything sold, including cars, comes with an automatic warranty of 6 months, right? So when it comes to cars, if something goes wrong with your car within 6 months of purchase, it is up to the dealership to fix it. It's none of this, you must claim on this or that warranty. Or sorry, you didn't take a warranty, so it's what's taught sorry for you. No, that's if you buy a car privately. If you're buying from a business, whether they like it or not, the legislators have decided that everything that somebody sells as a business needs to be fit for purpose for at least 6 months. Most of us would want, certainly in the case of a car, we'd want it to be a lot longer than 6 months. But the first 6 months of that product's life, that car's life, used or new, is anything that happens, anything that goes wrong is the seller's responsibility. So please, if a dealership comes with this nonsense about you need to buy a warranty from us, and I think people fall for it easily with a used car, for some reason, you know, that there's no comeback unless you buy our warranty. No, maybe from month 7, you should get yourself some other kind of, sure, warranty, because the CPA one only lasts 6 months. But don't be fooled. For the first 6 months, if something goes wrong, it is their responsibility. So I would say that's a red flag if they start talking about, no, you must buy our warranty, because you've got, otherwise there's no warranty from day one.
Well, Wendy, if a handful of people have saved money in these desperate times by not paying for a warranty on their secondhand car, then the secondhand car purchase, you've saved so many people already. So there we go. Consumer Watch to the rescue again with Wendy Nola. It is available, of course, like all Consumer Watches, as a podcast on our website, ecr.co.za.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.